Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Proverbs 13, verse 18, if you accept correction, you will be honored. We don't enjoy confrontation, but it's impossible to grow without it. Healthy confrontation calls for speaking the truth in love to those we value. Just as God confronts each of us in areas where we need to grow, He expects us to do the same thing for others. Is it easy? No. But here are some guiding principles to help you. Number one, talk to the person, not about them. Healthy confrontation should be direct and, when possible, done in private. It calls for thoughtful communication delivered firmly but graciously. When people are hurting, handle them with care. Number two, don't exaggerate or use spiritual hype. Give specific examples. Don't hide behind words like, I believe the Lord has shown me that you're wrong. When Nathan the prophet confronted King David about his sin with Bathsheba, he was specific. And keep your emotions in check. Allow enough time between the offense and the confrontation for a prayerful diffusing of any anger you feel. Number three, don't guilt trip them, help them. Don't leave somebody in a stew without clear direction on how to improve. That's not fair, and it's not constructive. Actually, it can lead to more intense issues and unwanted complications. The best approach is to calmly identify the problem and suggest ways it can be resolved. Your goal isn't to expose somebody, but show them a better way. And number four, don't be critical, be compassionate. If you miss everything else, don't miss this. If you do, you'll find yourself condemning rather than confronting. If you're honest, you'll admit that your own road to success has had some potholes. So approach others with love and concern. From Vision's Word for Today, learning to confront.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.